I spoke about the importance of activating pure attention. And it is quite subtle. Even though most of you naturally feel what it is, since you have been part of this teaching for so long. But to really convey what pure attention is or how to use it, it's not an easy task. We basically have four types of attention: external, innermost, internal, and pure attention. Ordinary person is experiencing only the external attention. The three other attentions are spiritual. They are orientated towards self, towards pure subjectivity. Like now, with eyes open, just for the sake of exercise, try to look in the direction of pure consciousness with the innermost attention. And that should feel like you are looking from the front of your head. Now, the common mistake would be, because of our habitual tendencies to use external attention, trying to use external attention to look back, which is obviously impossible. If you would attempt to do such a thing, you would feel very unpleasant in the front of the head. Tension, conflict. Because external tension, simply external person simply cannot look back. So you need to look back from a deeper place. That inner eye of the person, of the internal person, is looking back. But the problem is that he is too far from pure consciousness. Meaning, though, that he is looking in the direction of pure consciousness, he cannot really connect to pure consciousness. He is basically looking in, but not knowing what he is looking at. Now, try to look at pure me of consciousness from the internal attention. which is that you should have the feeling that you look somewhere from the middle of your headspace. So the internal attention is the intermediary between the innermost attention and pure attention. And internal knower is that intermediary center of intelligence between the internal person and all the centers of pure me. So now that looking, that gazing towards pure me of consciousness should feel more, it should feel somehow easier. You are closer to pure me of consciousness. But still, internal attention cannot feel pure me of consciousness. Because, why? Because it is attached to the internal knower, to his identity, and cannot separate itself from the internal knower. It cannot move into pure me of consciousness. So it has to give in to pure attention. So first the innermost attention has to transfer the power to the internal attention, and the internal attention has to transfer the power to pure attention. Pure attention has this earthy quality. Because it comes from a very mysterious place. It's not a mere extension of any center of intelligence. It comes. Source is actually primordial I am. If you are controlling the too much, the recognition of pure me of consciousness through internal attention, even if you have awakened pure me of consciousness somehow, there will be too much duality. You will not be able to embody pure me of consciousness. So one has to let go of that control and transfer the power of recognition to pure attention. In fact, there should be an immediate transition. It's not that you first activate internal attention and then move to pure attention. You should actually not feel that that there is actually a transition. It should be immediate. There's something so intimate about pure attention. In the transmission of pure me of consciousness, there is simultaneous transmission of pure attention. So one has to actually recognize these two, pure me of consciousness and pure attention. Basically, one has to feel that which is feeling pure me of consciousness. Pure attention needs an anchor. It needs a center, like a home, for its activity. Otherwise, it will just be flowing here and there, not giving rise to anything substantial. It has to create a center. In this case, it is pure me of consciousness. That center itself is made from pure attention. It's actually made from pure attention plus energy of the universal I am, or universal consciousness. So pure attention stops in this right place, which is the portal to the universal I am. Where there is enough energy of the universe, one is still not in the universal I am yet, but there is enough energy of the universal I am in order to form that center of pure me. So when one asks a question, where I should feel pure me of consciousness, it's very, very easy. There's this tendency to manipulate one's experience. You should feel where you should feel pure me of consciousness. You feel it where pure attention stops. It knows where to stop. You just need to be sensitive to recognize that place of stop. So that is when the center of pure me is created. But that center is still in infancy. It's still like a baby. It needs to grow. It needs to grow in solidity. That solidity is a that forming of that solidity is a byproduct of the practice of self-remembrance. It needs to energetically mature. But it also needs to be embodied. That term of embodiment is very important in our teaching. Meaning, that even though you have created the center of pure me, so in a way you are already pure me of consciousness, still on the level of dynamic recognition of the center, you are separated from it. Because that pure attention, that part of the pure attention, energy of it which created pure me of consciousness, it forms a static center. But there still remains that dynamic level of pure attention, which is in relationship with that center that has been formed. And that dynamic pure attention, that living pure attention, has to enter inside that center in order to embody it, in order to transcend that unwanted duality. There's always a duality. As I said, there is a part of that dynamic nature of consciousness, but there's the positive duality and the negative duality. The negative duality simply creates a sense of separation. You can experience, you can recognize pure me of consciousness from outside of pure me of consciousness. You can recognize pure me of consciousness from inside of pure me of consciousness. When it is embodied. So how to embody pure me of consciousness? It can happen spontaneously for a mature student. Meaning the moment he recognizes pure me of consciousness, it is immediately embodied. But it is not always the case. Because we have the tendency to objectify everything that we experience, including our pure subjectivity. We can objectify our pure subjectivity. Meaning it's not really realized yet properly as pure subjectivity. So, you feel pure me of consciousness, like now we practice with eyes open. So there's this horizontal movement of recognition. Who is feeling pure me of consciousness? Pure me of consciousness is feeling itself. Well, that's true. But go deeper. Feel deeper. Who is feeling pure me of consciousness? Feel that power. Feel that light of recognition. That recognizing force. And that is pure attention. Now, is that pure attention outside of pure me or inside of pure me? So we have that practice, which is designed for those who have a difficulty to embody pure me of consciousness, where you feel pure me of consciousness. Pure me of consciousness is feeling itself via the what we call intrinsic recognition, but at the same time you are feeling pure me of consciousness with direct recognition. Conscious, intentional, directed recognition. You feel it, you touch it. When you touch it, that dynamic pure attention, which is touching pure me of consciousness, stops. And we call it the second stop of pure attention. So we are here, as it stops, we are here, interesting situation, we have two bare attentions. The bare attention of pure me of consciousness and the bare attention of pure attention. They are like two centers touching each other. And that bare attention of pure attention has to do something to enter inside that primary bare attention of pure me. And how is it done? It is done through certain quantum leap, which involves shifting the weight of identity into pure me of consciousness and certain self-absorption of that bare attention of pure attention. Sort of a melt, the bare attention of pure attention sort of a melt into pure me of consciousness. You need to feel meaning behind these words, how to do it. Because only when you embody pure me of consciousness, only then the experience of pure me of consciousness is correct. Because you have become fully pure me of consciousness. Before that, you experience it, but you have not become it yet fully. There's still too much duality between pure attention and pure me of consciousness, causing pure me of consciousness to be objectified. So you basically need to feel that you experience pure me of consciousness from inside pure me of consciousness. To understand those things, one has to be in touch with pure attention. I mean, really in touch. Because pure attention is yourself. It is the dynamic aspect of your consciousness, of your identity. Similarly, external attention has to be recognized as an identity, which is external person. So the pure attention has to be recognized as identity. So you need to meet pure attention. as yourself, which also involves what we call personalization of pure attention. Because everything has to be experienced as personal. That personalization happens with the transference of the innermost intelligence from the person to pure attention. And then via pure attention, that intelligence is being transferred into pure me of consciousness. One of the reasons that some students have difficulty to meet themselves as pure me of consciousness is because it is not personal enough. This is why in Indian tradition, it's pure consciousness is called witnessing consciousness, because it has not been personalized. What does it mean, witnessing consciousness? Who is witnessing whom? When one says witnessing consciousness, it means that I am the person involved in my activities, and that consciousness from behind is witnessing me. But the thing is that consciousness is not witnessing you. You are that consciousness. So when we use these terms to be intimate with pure me of consciousness, to be in loving connection with pure me of consciousness, all these terms refer to that personalization of pure me of consciousness. From a wider standpoint, pure me of consciousness is another center of the person. Naturally, less personal, more universal, but still personal. Technically, every center of pure me is an extension of the internal knower, but via the transference of intelligence, it is also a center of the person. Concurrent practice to working with stabilization and embodiment of pure me of consciousness is integration with the person and our external activities. So here you are asked to look at the world, to relate to the world from pure me of consciousness. For that to be possible, you need to fully have the weight of identity in pure me of consciousness, and you should experience the person For now, the secondary center so that there's different seasons in our spiritual practice. Eventually, the person comes to be the dominant center, but not before we establish our roots in our overall pure subjectivity. So for now, that person is experienced as the secondary center. Why? Because otherwise he would take too much energy from pure mere consciousness, not only that would conflict with our practice to establish all the centers of pure me, but it also will disturb the experience of the person himself. Because he will generate too much presence. When there's not enough absence ever available in our existence. So, when you look at the world from pure me of consciousness, it means that you look at the world as pure me of consciousness. Like now, try to look at the world as pure me of consciousness. Like there should be no doubt whatsoever that you are pure me of consciousness. It's not just a place from which you look at the world. Pure me of consciousness is the seer himself, the universal seer within you. So the weight of identity is in pure me of consciousness. You are recognizing pure me of consciousness from inside pure me of consciousness. There's this energy of profound intimacy and self-love within pure me of consciousness. This tenderness in a way you experience yourself. And you are sitting in pure me of consciousness so firmly that any activity of external attention cannot weaken the strength of your identity in pure me of consciousness. Nothing can unsettle you, take you out from that seat. There's this sense of empowerment, having that absolute anchor in pure me of consciousness. So can you look at the world as pure me of consciousness? With that absolute knowing that I am pure me of consciousness. your mirror of consciousness is your home and your fundamental identity in the waking state of this dimension. Has to be empowered, embodied, has to be constant. And has to be truly met as me.